is far away. Hey, tonight, I don't have the sounder for some reason. I don't have my Monday Night Football sounder. I lost it somewhere. Huge game. Speaking of Seattle, the Seahawks hosting the Saints.
Wow.
One of the best regular season games in recent history, like since Sunday when the Broncos played at Kansas City. And I guess we should give a game ball today to
Nile Davis.
Nile Davis with a 100-yard plus return.
Sweet.
Also, we should give one to, thank you, Matt, we should give one to Peyton Manning for passing 4,000 yards again.
He did okay.
And how about Decker? 4 touchdown receptions. I'm excited about tonight. This must be old.
Yeah, they don't play this song anymore.
Oh, maybe I should have listened
Where's
to it.
Where's the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun?
Hank,
they don't use Hank anymore.
Yeah, kind of don't miss Hank's voice, honestly.
Hank became a little too controversial. Anyway, tonight it is Monday night. We do have, I guess the soiree will be over at Grumpy's tonight, as usual. So if you're looking for a place to hang out and watch the game, and if you're like me and your house is torn up from the floor up, you need to get out somewhere, and that would be a great place to be for sure. So Monday night football. What do you like tonight there, Matt?
There's the correct one.
It's tough to beat Seattle in Seattle.
That's what they say. It's tough to beat the Saints anywhere, though, big guy. Ah, yes. Tonight on the gridiron in one of the most intimidating atmospheres in all of sport, the Seattle Seahawks, 10-1, hosting the 9-2 New Orleans Saints. What a great game. Richard Sherman, Yamron.
Breeze. You mad, bro?
I love Richard Sherman.
They are missing their corner. Is it Sherman or Browner?
Sherman's playing, I think. He made the tour at ESPN last week. So the...
Marshawn's ready to go into beast mode, which he does so well against New Orleans.
New Orleans 9-2, leading the South. Seattle 10-1, leading all of the NFC, including the West, ahead of 8-4 San Francisco. So this is a big game for New Orleans because Carolina with a win yesterday, by the way. How about Cam Newton?
He's unbelievable.
Is he in the mix for player of the year?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I guess he could put their whole defense up maybe.
Yeah, that too.
Do you have the Carolina defense in your fantasy league?
I do.
Because they're good.
I do. They gave me 17 points this week. Record.
How quickly things can turn around in the NFL.
It's amazing. 9-3, they sit there, and then Tampa and Atlanta both suck. They have 6 wins between them.
Bingo.
Detroit leads the North ahead of Chicago at 6-6. Green Bay 5-6-1 after getting destroyed by Detroit on Thanksgiving Day. I do want to give a game ball to the Cowboys. It was not pretty, but they did pull off a win against a game Oakland team on Thursday. So good for them. And then late game, Mike Tomlin got earned himself a fine and watched his team lose to a Baltimore team that may squeeze into the playoffs. Frankly, if the season ended today, they would be a wild card at 6-6.
You know, there's talk that the Steelers may be docked a draft pick as well.
I heard that. And that seems excessive to
me.
I agree.
Excessive.
That would be nonsense.
Yeah.
New England pulls out another one. After trailing, they beat the Texans 34-31. They lead their division at 9-3. Miami 6-6. And still in the mix for a wild card spot as well, of course. The Titans, a heartbreaker, 22-14, but also at 5-7, not out of it yet. Cincinnati leading the North at 8-4. Baltimore is in second at 6-6. We just talked about them. And then Denver with the win at Kansas City. Twice in 3 weeks, they knock off the Chiefs, who have come back to earth as expected by the folks in the zone. As we've been predicting for several weeks now, we told you they are paper tigers. They are pretenders.
I wasn't a huge believer in the Chiefs either.
But that was a good game for them, and they are very solid, and they could probably knock off anybody on any given day.
No.
I just don't see elite status coming their way anytime soon. No. I think they're the 8th favorite in Vegas to win the Super Bowl at this point.
Game ball. Right. Josh Gordon, Cleveland Browns, second game in a row over 200 yards receiving.
Dang.
Jockstrap, Cleveland Browns. He lost to Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
Can't have that.
Nothing good in Cleveland.
Can't have that.
Fact.
Yeah, they got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've been there.
Jacksonville's
surging.
And the
river doesn't burn anymore.
Literally the water lit on.
Jacksonville has 3 wins now, man. They're competitive as anybody. They have the same amount of wins as, Atlanta, Tampa. They have 1 more win than Houston.
Atlanta just knocks me out of my chair. I don't know how they're doing so poorly.
So the Giants win.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia won or lost yesterday?
They were a winner.
Okay, so they are now tied with the Cowboys.
Yeah. 7-5, is it?
For the East, yes. And the Giants are 5-7, still hanging around for potential to maybe squeak in somewhere.
Yeah.
How exciting.
That dang last game of the season is going to come down to the East title between Philadelphia and Dallas like it did last year between the Redskins. Romo, do it. Sick of you.
Nick Foles, three more touchdown throws yesterday. 19 for the season, not a single interception.
Gosh.
He's been very good.
Wow.
He's the guy of the future. What happens to Michael Vick, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A couple personal things from the weekend. I do want to commend my alma mater in a meaningless game knocking off West Virginia in overtime. Congratulations. Tonight, if you want to see how bad Auburn basketball is, watch them get blown out in Hilton Coliseum tonight. They are playing at Iowa State on ESPNU if you're interested in such things. Just saying. Arkansas is much, much better than Auburn in basketball still.
Ha-ha, eat that.
Yeah.
Got him. Dang it.
Who do you like in the Auburn-Missouri game?
I don't know. I think Auburn's just got the magic around them right now.
I think they're average.
And see, the magic is
they're leading the SEC in rushing. That's
the
no
magic is
bad.
Why I think they lose. I think magic think doesn't last an entire
Atlanta.
Football season.
I agree.
It did for the Baltimore Ravens last year, my man.
That's true.
And a magical run.
They had a defense. I mean, they had a fantastic defense.
See, that's the thing about
hot
Auburn.
Quarterback.
That's the thing about Auburn.
Auburn's got a good defense.
Auburn has an okay defense. They're not a great defense.
Yeah, they're not top 10, but I mean, Ellis Johnson does a great job.
I don't know that.
Is he still there? Yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ellis. Yeah. I mean,
that's who we were supposed to have with Bobby, but.
Yeah, he didn't last long.
They didn't agree. It's weird.
Shocking. Can't imagine because Bobby's so agreeable. I will say this. I had a couple of numbers pulled off about the game this weekend. And now, of course, I can't find them. But Nick Marshall had 97 yards passing. He had a couple of touchdowns.
Long run for
97 yards passing. Most of that coming on the one play where he almost went over the line of scrimmage and didn't. And he did rush for about 100 yards, 99, I think, and a touchdown. Yeah. And of course, Trey Mason is just – he's really maybe the bigger key to that whole deal because he has been so amazing.
Yeah. He rushed for 160 last night maybe?
Auburn's very good. But this is – again, this is a that was a 10th-ranked rushing defense for Alabama.
What's Missouri's rush defense?
14th in the NCAA. Mm-hmm. I think they've got a really good chance this week to beat them.
They're a great team. They're not getting to Atlanta by accident. I mean, they have a great defensive end. What's his name? He's a
– Well, he's up for the
nightmare.
Player of the year, defensive
player
of the year.
It.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but now – is their passing game, did Auburn lean on their pass that much? I don't think so. Nick Marshall an elusive quarterback? Yes. Has, you know, A&M, you know, they had a good test against A&M. I think A&M is similar, not to Auburn, but, you know, with the quarterback, the elusiveness and the quarterbacks. I think Nick Marshall is a special player and people have him a little under. I'm going to tell you from a defensive back standpoint, it's tough to cover a receiver, and it's tougher when you got a quarterback that can go and break down that end. And
what does he do?
It's the okie doke. And he gets outside and he makes a play. It's a Cam Newton, but just a little body.
If you're Pinkle and the defensive staff of Missouri, are you not making them throw the ball against you to win?
Yes.
Do you not put 13 guys in the box?
Yeah, but then guess what? Who the offensive coordinator is over there, Gus Malzahn, he has a way to draw up certain pass formations that make his quarterbacks breathe easy. They're not making them do a lot of things. Gus is very good at putting his players in successful situations and positions, and that's why Marshall's had so much success, frankly, is because he's not had to require him to win the game on the deep balls like he did against Georgia. That's not his forte. His forte is doing exactly what Malzahn wants him to do. Run the ball, get a first down every now and then, throw your little in route, throw your third and long, bam, 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 win
the
game.
He threw 16 passes against Alabama, 11 of 16.
I want to see how many of those were third down.
He carried it 17 times for 99 yards.
That's why he won.
I think you got to make the guy throw the ball. I don't know how you do that. Again, like you said, they put you in a position where you're not comfortable and they will – run out of what appears to be a pass formation, but many, many times they had bunch formation. They had tight formations with the big guys up front, and they ran the ball effectively between the tackles. So their offensive line obviously is very good.
Yeah, I mean, it's Auburn. I mean,
but again,
talent.
If you stack the box, you should be able to stop that with some regularity, right?
Theoretically, I mean, if Alabama couldn't do it and they struggled with it, how is Missouri going to be more successful? That's what I kind of look at. We all hate comparing teams, but Alabama is known for that defense. Missouri has had a great year, yes, but are they going to be able to, you know, outperform that?
I don't know. Possibility, Matt Harris, of blaspheming the great Alabama defense and their genius defensive coordinator, Kirby Smart, and their genius head coach, Nick Saban.
Nicholas.
I think Missouri may have a better defensive line, and that will show up this weekend.
That's a mouthful.
I think...
I don't know. That's tough because that box for Alabama is salty.
Is that going to be a fun game to watch?
Oh, it's going to be a great game.
I'm excited. Let me run.
It's going to be a great game.
Let me run through these calls. I am going to, before the end of the show today, we have 34 minutes left. I'm going to talk about the Jameis Winston case for a moment, and that will, of course, be in conjunction with Heisman conversation, which I want to get your thoughts on if you have a moment.
Yep.
Also, we are going to talk about Thanksgiving and the abomination, the scourge that this country has accepted upon itself, known as Black Friday.
Okay.
Folks, you are ruining the American family.
Although it makes for great television when we get to see people fighting on the news.
I'm a huge fan of retail. I want to see retailers thrive.
Yeah.
There are 365 days a year to shop. We need to talk about this, and we will. Packer Greg.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
I'm on the wagon with you for Missouri. Go Missouri Tigers. Want to see them pull that out. I think it'd be great for them. Also, did I hear you say Arkansas State got the bowl bid?
Mm-hmm. Arkansas State will be officially announced at 1:30 today during the Brian Harsin.
They've sent out the press release now.
Well, of course they did.
At 12:21.
There were too many leaks, so of course they said, well, the zone said it, so we got to send the press release. Now everybody knows.
True.
Yeah, awesome. Well, because they got hosed Saturday. It was really bad.
I like the way you said hosed.
Hosed.
You know, 223 yards rushing, and they had 233 yards in penalties compared to, like,
whoa,
for Western Kentucky. It was bad. I was doing the online thing with that game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was, like, so upset. Then, so I switched to NFL real quick because you and I being Packer fans. And all the stuff going around, what are your thoughts on the fact? And I would never, you know, I'm not going to promote tank in the season. I'm not. But, you know, you weigh the thing about Rodgers playing more if he gets hurt again on the same collarbone, and you're looking at 5-6 months recovery of that.
What difference does it make?
You sit him and then
lose
get
out.
A good draft pick and then get everybody healthy next year. And then you play the last place schedule next year.
I'm sure that there is an argument for not playing him, and I'm sure that a doctor can call up and tell me that there is a chance of further injury. But I've never heard of anybody being out more than a couple of months with a collarbone.
Yeah.
As somebody who's broken their collarbone, I was back in 4 to 6 weeks. I'm pretty sure that Aaron Rodgers can get back, and they're not outside. It's not outside the realm of possibilities they could make the playoffs.
And you're not getting the same doctors he's getting.
The bigger issue is they suck on defense. They stink at protecting the passer.
Shocking, too.
They're bad.
How do you go from this almost the same personnel in number one defense, and then they're just –
they're not good. Well, they have been injured. They've lost guys through the year. Clay hasn't been there the whole year. I mean, they've had some problems.
He's got that club on.
But they're not good. They're just not good. They're not good on the back end. They're not good.
Sherman's there. Woodson's there. No. Woodson's been hurt a little bit,
too.
They
suck.
Well, I can tell you one thing I've noticed, you know, because, again, I look at the stats every weekend on that.
Mm-hmm.
The A.J. Hawk is their number one in, you know, tackle. He's number one for the season. The next four guys are your two cornerbacks and your two safeties. And, I mean, that tells you right there, if your safeties and cornerbacks are having to make all the rest of the tackles besides one linebacker, there's your defense sucks, right?
Look, if we were in court right now, Greg, I would say the defense will allow that the prosecution has pointed out thoroughly and effectively that the Packers suck. So, yeah, they have a lot of issues outside of Rodgers at quarterback. He does cure a lot of ills. I guarantee if you sat Tom Brady right now, New England would be getting blown out in a lot of games because he keeps the ball on the field for the offense. They score more points, obviously. Yeah. And all the issues defensively are exacerbated, if I may use that word.
Well, the field position, you know, when you're talking the argument you're talking about, you know, playing because of all the X factor things, you know, field position changes, time of possession changes. The defense gets to rest. The flaws that you have get hidden, you know, on and on and on. So, I mean, I think he's going to play. I hope I get to see him this weekend. I will be there. It's going to be 12 degrees at kickoff.
Not for me.
So, Packer football.
Not for me.
I didn't do that. Greg, you hung up on yourself. 12:30. As we head into the break, all I'm thinking about is lunch. Phil, what are you thinking about?
I am hungry.
Matt.
Man. Corn dogs.
Unicorns.
No, there's a guy named Corn Dog on the line. But I'm thinking of, unless they make a corn dog pizza at Jim's Razorback Pizza anytime soon, I'm not thinking about corn dogs. I do know there is one about three woods from my house,
three woods.
Or a really well-hit nine wood.
Try saying that with a lift.
That rolls down Highway 10. Taylor Loop and Highway 10, it is Jim's Razorback Pizza. Morgan Mommel exit is the other location, and of course the third location on Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. Thank you, Matt.
Yep.
Pretty comfy now? Three wings for a buck tonight, each Monday to close. So if you're going out for the game or you just want to Try to drown your sorrows a little bit. That's a great way to do it. Three wings for a buck dine-in each Monday to close at Jim's Razorback Pizza at any of those three locations. And again, pick yourself up a salad, a sandwich, some pasta, or fantastic pizza. Oh, the Spanish pie. It's like taking the taco pizza to the next level, my friend. Muy, muy bien. Check out the triplet as well. It's my new favorite. Three cheeses atop a bed of fresh tomatoes, olive oil, and Italian spices. Oh, yes. You've made your bed. Now eat it! It's delicious. Jim's Razorback Pizza.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. I mean, what's so good about Cleveland?